There's only one. There's only one. There's only one Yahweh. There's only one name like that. Yahweh. There's only one saint. That is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Messiah is the mediator. He calls him the man. And he was. He was made of the, by the Spirit of Yahweh. He was impregnated in the womb of Miriam. He was made like you and me. That's what it was. He had to experience that. Do you understand why he had to experience that to show us the assurance of that salvation, that the saving power of Yahweh in him? Because he saved him. He kept him from falling. Was he not the chosen of Yahweh? Are we not the chosen? Was he not the elect of Yahweh? Was he the faithful of the Father? Sure he was. He was the called. He was the chosen. He was the faithful of Yahweh. And that's what he wants us to be, saints. If he ever came just in the power of just him being Yahweh, Yahweh, then what strength is that to us? None. Any God can do that if he's a God. Zeus did it. The Titan gods did it. If there's only one, saints, only one, there cannot be two. There cannot be three, it's only one. And there's only one. One that brings us in the presence of the Father. And that's Messiah, no one else. Not Jesus, not the name Jesus. That's why, man, we have really not sensed the presence of Yahweh. We sense emotions and feelings, but it's just for the moment. Don't tell me that when Moshe came into the presence of Yahweh, he was changed. When you come into the presence of Yahweh, he changes you. He changed everything about you. We need that experience with the Father. Look at 1 Timothy, the same 1 Timothy chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 10. And Saul, as he wrote unto his faithful young brother, he said, look, he said, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. We labor and we suffer shamefulness, reproach, because we trust in the living, say it for me, we trust in the living Yahweh, or the living Father, who is the Savior of some men. Especially those that what? He's the Savior of all men, but he, especially those that believe what he said. He's only the Savior of those that believe him. That's the truth. Especially. We do good unto all men, but especially they're the household of faith, saints. That's the truth. What has been taught to us, and we have been brought up under this doctrine, it is not the Father, saints. As I search scripture, as I see things with a clarity now, because I'm not bound by some traditional laws, I'm loose and I'm free to inquire my Father. Well, how does he speak to me in scripture? And these things that I speak to us, they're so simple that a fool off the street can understand. If you simply read it, if you simply study it out, you can go the verses before or the whole chapter, these verses, and you will see he never lost his identity. And Messiah never took that away. He never did. He never destroyed the identity of the Father. Never. Nowhere in scripture he did. For they knew in that name of Yahshua. That's why they despised him. For they were, he was saying, I'm Yahshua. You mean you're the salvation of the Yahshua of Yahweh? And they rejected that. They didn't want him to say that. Look what he says in Hosea. Hosea. Hosea chapter 13. And then Luke chapter 2. I want to read this. You can turn to Luke chapter 2. But Hosea chapter 13, 4. I want to read that. He says, yea, I am. It says in the King James, I am the Lord your God. But what he is saying here says, yea, I am Yahweh thy Father. I'm Yahweh, your father, from the land of Egypt. He said, don't you remember me? Don't you know that your fathers were in the land of Egypt? Don't you know that I am their father? I'm Yahweh from the land of Egypt. Can I stir up your mind? That's the true revelation or the rendition of that, how it should be, really. He said, of the land of Egypt, don't you remember me? Have you forgotten me? And thou shalt know no other power or no other God but me. For there is no Savior beside me. He said, there is no other Savior. Where are you going to find Yahshua? Where are you going to find Yahshua? He said, I'm the only one, saint. We must understand that He is not just God that saves. He is Yahweh, our Father. He is our Savior. Did Messiah speak anything differently? Look what He says in Luke chapter 2. I want to get through these scriptures. I do. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. I want to begin reading. And there were in the same country, Luke 2, 8. And there were in the same country, shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the Malach of Yahweh, of God, what it says. But the Malach of Yahweh came unto them, and the power of the prestigious honor of Yahweh shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the Malach said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Look what he says. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Yeshua or Yahweh's Messiah. Does it say it's God's? What it says there? Christ the Lord is Yahweh's Messiah. He said that you is born, Yahweh's anointed. He is your Savior. He will come to you and speak of this hope, that salvation, because He comes in my name. He will assure you of the hope of salvation. That's why in that name, that's why He had to come in the Father's name to assure them of He was a Savior. And Yahweh is the Savior. He said that you is born a Savior. Unto you is born a Savior. And it calls Him Jesus Christ, but He is Yahweh's Messiah, or the anointed one of Yahweh. Unto you is born this hope of Israel, and He shall deliver you. And He shall bring the knowledge of the Father, and show you that you can walk in the strength and the power of the laws of Yahweh. And that's what He came to do, saints, to show us that we can obey the law. The laws are spiritual. We're carnal soul unto sin. Our natural minds reject the pure spiritual things of Yahweh. He said that you was born of hope. I'm going to show you. Messiah was the proof that Yahweh, only Yahweh, can save saints. He said, I'm going to show you that there's salvation, that you have assurance that I'm your Savior. I'm going to show you that. He was not His own anointed, but He was anointed of Yahweh. So these Greek terminologies and these Greek translations, they're false, saints. It doesn't bring the full honor unto the Father. It doesn't. And it doesn't take a scholarly mind to understand that. And if you look for things to contradict what I preach, it's easy to do that. Why do you think there are so many different denominations and different type of organizations? Because they look for things to contradict each other. That's easy to do that. That's not hard to do that. But it's hard, it's difficult for a man to walk in truth, because truth shows him his sins, it shows him his faults, his weakness, it shows him what he actually is. So it's not hard. It's not hard for a wife to have some disagreement with her husband. That's not a difficult thing. But if you desire truth, you will see that the scriptures are open and revealed unto us in a very simple way. Look at this now. I want to show you now. Look what he says now. It says now, until you're born in the city of David, a Savior, which is Yahweh's Messiah. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. The next two verses. And suddenly, there was with the Malach a multitude of the heavenly host, praising what? Praising Yahweh. And saying, honor unto Yahweh, the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward man. They began to lift up Yahweh. They began to lift up the Father. That's what it said, saints. And did not say they began to lift up the little baby. They said they began to lift up the Father. And then they began to lift up the Malach, or what you call the angel. But they began to lift up Yahweh. They began to praise the Father. Even the hosts of the heavens began to lift up the Father. They began to bless Him and praise Him. Why? Because He was going to assure this people that He had called, elected, that there was an assurance of their salvation. There is a Savior that will show you who this Father is, identify with this Father, and give you assurance that a hope is in the Father. I'm the hope that the Father has sent and done this work. That's what Messiah is. He is the hope that Yahweh did the works. He never took that away from the Father. He never dishonored Him. No, He didn't, saints. It says in Titus chapter 3. Titus 3 verse 4. You all write these down. I want to read. All right. Titus 3 verse 4. As much as we use the text, you all ought to be able to turn to these scriptures quickly. I turn to scriptures very quickly because I know where the books are. Not because I remember where they are. I just know where they are in the feel of the text. It says in Titus 2 verse 13, Titus 2 verse 13, Titus 3 verse 4, I'm sorry, Titus 3 verse 4. It says, but after the what? Come on, saints, read with me, come on. After the what? And the love of, read the way it is in that text, the love of who? The love of Yahweh, our what? Toward man, did what? Appeared. And that's what Messiah did. He appeared. Did He not appear? Did our Messiah appear? Man cannot look on Yahweh and live. He said, but after, He said, that's what He says. But after the kindness and the love of Yahweh, our Savior toward men appeared. Not by works of righteousness. He saved us now. Not by our works that we have done, which we have done, but according to His mercies, He saved us. Now He saved us. Yahweh, according to His mercies. By the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Ruah of the Spirit of Yahweh. To give us a new spirit, a new mind, and a new heart. And it says, look at verse 6 there. Which He now, the Father, shed on us abundantly through your sure Messiah, the anointed one of Yahweh, because Yahweh is our Savior. Now, I know what this religious world say. That's God, Jesus, and God. No, there's only one Yahweh. There's only one. Now, I know our minds have been geared to think that way, but it's not what Scripture says. In that name is our salvation. Yeshua is the salvation. He is the Savior of Yahweh. That's why He came in the Father's name. He could not come in any other name. He could not. Not at all. Well, you say, well, that's Jesus in the old and new, but then He's Jesus in the kingdom then. He's Jesus up there. No, that's not His name. That's a pagan name, saints. And I can't stop. I can't hold back on that. It's a pagan name. Why? Because it takes honor away from the Father. That's why it's pagan. Just like Dagon. Any other name that removes the honor from Yahweh is pagan. Just like the name David is pagan. If it takes honor away from the Father. Any name is pagan. It's a pagan identity. And it's a pagan idol. Because it takes away from the Father's honor. And His majestic power. So it's a pagan identity. It doesn't exude His official power that He is our Savior. And that's what Yahshua does. It tells us who saves us. Yahweh said He saves us. So Yahshua tells us who saves us. Yahweh is the salvation of Yahweh. Your salvation did not come from Jesus. It did not come from the Methodist or the Pentecostal. It came from Yahweh. It didn't come because some woman said to you, you need to be born again. He chose you. He called you. He elect you by His mercy. And His grace has nothing to do with somebody witnessing unto you. Nothing at all. Now that's this religious pantheon type of religion that has been taught unto us. It has nothing to do with that at all. Jeremiah was a man never born yet. He was called chosen of Yahweh to preach the power of the kingdom message. As the same thing with you, before you ever formed in your mother's womb, He knew you, He called you, He elected you, and He chose you to be His son. And that's just it. And what He gave to you is your assurance That you believe that he has done that. He said, I will send Messiah. I will send forth one made of a woman to assure you that I am the one that saved you. Not some Lord or some God or some mighty one, but that Yahweh saves you, and he will come in my name, he will come in my character, he will speak the thing that I command him to speak. He didn't speak nothing but what Yahweh commanded him. He didn't say anything unless the Father commanded him. Verse 7 in Titus, he said, look at this. You see how we read scripture, but we don't read scripture. He said, that being justified by his grace. Well, who gives us grace? Yahweh. How are we justified by whose grace? His grace. Oh, it's there in the text. His grace. We should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Verse 8. This is a faithful saying. And these things will that thou affirm constantly. You need to keep this in your heart. Affirm this constantly. That they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to practice good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. These things are good. They're very profitable. If we believe in Yahweh, they're good and profitable. Messiah is our hope of salvation today, saints. And we can't reject that. And we can't reject the Father in his application of what he has done. Now, I want to read this in your honor. John chapter 17. I want to read it. And you always will. I will go over this again one day. But I want to read this. I want to take my time and read it. I want you to hear this. Listen to it, saints. I will show you in this chapter how Messiah shows us that he is the hope of Almighty Yahweh. He is Yahweh's salvation in this prayer of intercession. It says in Yokohana chapter 17, verse 1. Now here as I read, and I'm reading from this text, all right? You see that? I'm reading from the King James. All right? I want you to hear what it says. It said, these words spake Yahshua, and he lifted up his eyes. Where did he lift up his eyes? To heaven. And said, look what he said now, Father. Yahweh, Father, the hour is come. Now, I will use the expression in the King James. He says, what? Glorify thy Son. Is that not what it says? That thy Son also may honor or make known you. Now, the Son can never be honored or glorified, if we use that expression, unless the Father did it. He said, do that, Father. He said, and thou hast given him. Now, where did his power? He said, you have given him power over all flesh. That he should now, because you have given him power. He did not have any power his own. Yahweh gave him power. That you should give eternal life. Now, who would he give eternal life to? He says it here. To as many as thou hast given him. That is the assurance of us. All those that were given unto the Son by the Father, that he should give us eternal life because he has given us unto the Son to assure us of our salvation because he is the Yahshua of Yahweh. It's simple understanding. And he is. Very simple. And this is life eternal. Look, he tells us what life eternal is. That they might know that they might know the only true God or the only true Father. That's eternal life, saints. Do you hear that? This is life eternal. That they may know that you are the one that gives eternal life. That's what he said. That they may know. That there is no other that gives eternal life. But you, Father, this is eternal life. That they may know that you are the only true Father and that your sure Messiah, whom thou hast sent, he sent him. He said, I have honored, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou
gavest me to do. It was a work delivered unto him to do, for he was the saving power of man. And he said, I want you to go down and to assure those names that are written in the Lamb's book of life that you are the assurance or you are the propitiation or the price paid in full. That's what he was, the price to assure our names in the written book of life. He was sent by the Father to do the Father's will. Verse 5, and now, O Father, he said, honor thou me beside now or with thy own self with the honor or the glory which I had before the world was or world to come. You must understand, saints, there's a translation that reads that much more beautiful than this King James. It's much more beautiful. Brother Nishmith, read that in that text you have. Read that verse. I like this translation. It's the true translation here. Read it out loud so we can hear it. That verse 5. He was saying that this honor that you have bestowed upon me, even in the ages to come, it shall be the same honor. Now I'm ready for you to do that, Father, what he was actually saying. He said, I have, verse 6 now, isn't that amazing that men and the theologians will overlook this? When you manifest something, you make it known. He said, I have manifest what? That his authority? He said, thy name. You reject that, something's wrong. You say this world says that it knows Jesus and they love Jesus, and yet they reject this what he says, the one they call Jesus. He said, I have manifest thy name. I have made thy name to be made known in this body. That's what, how could he manifest it, make it known, unless he was in that name? He said, I manifest thy name unto, look now, to the men which thou gavest me out of the world. You gave them me, and I made known your name only to them that you gave me. Thine, not mine, he said, but thine they were. And thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word of thy laws. He said, now I have manifest thy name, Father. That's what Yahshua did. That's why in that name, the name Yahshua, there's only one assurance of salvation. And that's Yahweh is our Savior. He is. He has sent a Savior to assure us. What he's saying, that I've sent him to assure you that I am the Savior. And that's what that name means, that Yahweh is our Savior. He is our Yahshua. That's what it means, saints. He said, now they have known that all things, they have known that not some things, hear this carefully, all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Whatever thing you've given me, it is because you have ordained it. It comes from you. It's not me. For I have given unto them the words or the laws which thou gavest me, and they have received them and have known surely now I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me, that you sent me, Father. They have believed that I am the assurance and the hope of the salvation of the Savior, the one that saves. They believe that. He says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. I pray for them. I don't pray for this mindset of man, this mentality of the spirit of man, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Is that what he says? How have we destroyed these simple scriptures? It's because there's envy and strife. And where there is, there's every kind of evil work and sedition, every kind of wicked practice. That's why they break. They go this way. This one go that way. Well, I believe this, what he says, but I don't believe that. That something is wrong. And that's the truth. Something is wrong. He said, you gave, they are yours, Father. Did he not say that they are thine? And so he was the surest, the hope of the salvation, saints. That's what Messiah is. He is the hope of our Savior. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh's Savior, because he is Yahweh's word of truth. He is Yahweh's law. in that body. It was the Word that was made flesh. He said, and all mine are yours or thine, and thine or yours are mine. He said, and I am glorified or honored in them because they believe the testimony that I brought of you. So I'm honored in them because they believe this testimony. They know that I testify. Who is he testifying of here? Nobody but his Father. That's what he's testifying of. He said, they believe the testimony, Father. This is the key right here now. And now I am no more. I will not be in the world. He said, but these are in the world. These are in the world. Look what he says. Look at this now. And I come to thee, precious Holy Father. Keep through thine what? Own name, those whom thou hast given me. That's only one name they can be kept in. That's why Yahshua is the assurance of our Savior. He said, keep through thine own name. Ask the theologians that. They know that's his name. The same thing that happened with me, with those that say they left because I began to preach in that name. Can you imagine the mass exodus of these whole houses? Sure they will. Because they're not his. They're not his. You're not going to reject his name and say you're his. That's just it. He brings you to the knowledge of that. It's better that you've never heard it than to hear it and to reject it. He calls him Holy Father, and he said, keep them not through your power, not through your anointing. He said, but keep through thy own name. He said, I have come in that name of yours, and the only way they're going to be kept is in your name. Keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one or in unity one as we are. While I was with them in the world, how did he keep them? Come on, say it loud. He said, I what? Say, come on, I kept them where? That's the only way you're going to be kept in the Father's name, saints. You're not going to be kept in the name of Jesus, Yahshua, Yeshua, Lord, God. Now that's what it says. I don't know how we can get around that, Mother Miller. That is so simple. I'm not an educated man. Now, I know I can read a little better than you, but I can understand that. And even a woman of your educational experience can understand that. It doesn't take a scholarly mind. This is a common man's salvation. Yet it made it so simple that we can understand. Messiah did not dishonor the Father's name. He would have been an evil, wicked thing if he done that. He would rebel against the Father. Everything that he did was already ordained of the Father. The Father gave him a law and instruction what to do. He did not go outside the parameter of the will of the Father. He said, I kept them in your name because I come in your name. I walk in your name and I am your name. He did not come in some pagan name, Jesus. That's a pagan lie. It distorts the name of the Father, not some pagan Jehovah. He said, be sure why. And the Son came in the Father's name. He said, while I was with them in, he said, I was with them. When he said, I'm with them now, Father, and I've kept them, I have kept them in thy name, those, only those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now, what scripture was he talking about? You talk about the scripture of the covenant, the Old Testament, the laws, the prophets. That's what he meant. He said, and now come I to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given unto them thy word, thy laws, or thy law, and the world hath hated them. When a man begins to walk in the truth of Yahweh's law, the world's going to hate you. They're going to reject you. They're going to say, oh, who do you think you are? You're becoming so spiritual. That's what they're going to do. Now, that's the truth. The world is not going to love you when you begin to walk in the truth of Yahweh's law. They're going to begin to criticize you and say all kinds of evil against you. But that's just it. They're going to think you're sadistic. And you're lost because you apply the principles of Yahweh's truth to your life. Something is wrong. But Messiah told us what would happen. They will hate you because you are not of the world, even as I am not of this dispensation, of this carnal mentality. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Now he's talking to his father. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He says, sanctify them through your truth. His law is the truth. Thy word or thy law is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sake, look what he says now, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through every word of the truth or the laws of Yahweh. Neither pray I for those alone. He said, I just don't pray for these now. That are with me, these apostles. I bless him for this part right here. This makes my heart rejoice. What? He prayed for me. He said, but for them also which shall believe on me. Why on you, Messiah? Because I am the Yahshua of Yahweh. That's why. And if you don't believe that I am the Yahshua of Yahweh, then you have no salvation. He said, that you believe on me through what? Their word, that they all may be in unity or one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe what? That thou hast sent me. Now, who is the one that sent him? It's crazy, this world. That's the whole purpose, that the world may believe that Yahshua was sent by the Father. He said, that's why I'm here. That they may believe that you sent me. They don't do that today. They pray, oh, Jesus, Jesus, come down, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, Lord, and Lord, and Lord. He said, no, that they may believe that you sent me. That you're the mighty one. You sent me. And because I walk in your laws that governs me, I'm governed by your laws. It's not a shame for me to say that I'm just like my father. I'm equal with him. I'm like him. It was not robbery for Messiah to say that. Because he obeyed faithfully. Everything he did pleased the Father. That's what he did. That's exactly what he did. He says in verse 23, I am in them and thou. Now look what he says. He said, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in unity or in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me. Again, he implies that. That the world may know that you have sent me and thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, my will, or I will, that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my honor or my majesty and integrity, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me. Now this is what he loved him before the foundation of the world. He knew Jeremiah before the foundation of the world. He loveth you before the foundation of the world. And look what he calls him, his old righteous father. The world have not known thee, and it doesn't today, saints. I said emphatically with all honesty, he said, the world has not known you, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. He said, my witness is so strong, it's such a powerful witness that they know that you have sent me. We got to know who sent him. Well, God sent him, the Lord God. No, my friend, there's one that is specific that sent Messiah. He said, I have declared unto them thy name. How do you reject that? How does the world reject that?
If I declare Brother David Lee's name, I declare, I make his name. The word declare mean is to make known. I will say David Lee. He say, I have declared unto them thy name. I have made known your name unto them. And he said, and I will declare it. I'm not going to stop saying your name, Father. That the love wherein thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Now he loved the Father, so he declared his name. He said, now I want that same love that was in me, I want it in them. That they may go forth and declare your name. The love of the Father will cause us to call upon him. And to know him and to identify him. See, just the love of the Father. He said, because your love is in me, and I have made known to declare your name, I want that same love to be in them. That they may go forth and declare your name as well. It's because of these your dims and these corrupt, vain strives. They have taken Yahweh's name out of scripture. They have replaced it with Lord and God. But he has a name, saints. It's there. You can't deny it. Every religious organization knows that he has a name. The Mormons, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Catholic, they all know that that is the Father's name. But this is a drunk generation that is mesmerized saying, well, you don't have to call him by that name. What wife will call their husband a different name? He's going to think, oh, that was one of your friends, huh? One of your lovers. You'll be highly irritated. No wife wants to call her husband, if his name is David, to call him Jimmy. That's too far from David. Or no wife wants to hear the husband say, if her name is Jean, to say Mary. Or Bethany. No, that's too far. We got some explaining to do on that one. You better explain that one quite well. So it is with the Father. So we see here in Yokohana chapter 17 that the Son shows who is this hope, or shows us that he is the hope of this one that has sent him. That is his office of administration, that he is the hope. And he gives us assurance of this Yorshak that has come through Yahweh, that he is our Savior. And I am in that power of the Father because I come in his name. And I am the assurance of that savoring smell from the Father. Sure is. Well, it makes sense to my soul. It's right. As a bishop would say, it's right. The scripture's right. Hallelujah. I want to read this. I want to go back to Titus. Hallelujah. I pray Yahweh raise up the man of faith and great strength in this nation that will declare his name emphatically without any fear of what man says or any retribution at all. You're going to be hated for his name's sake. You're going to be hated for his name's sake. And ye shall be hated of all men, he said, for my name and the reason of my name. Because it's not like the other names. It's not like the Jesus. It's not like the Jehovah's. It's not like the Catholicism, the Pope. He said, you're going to be hated. Scripture says in Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Titus chapter 1. He says here, Shaul, a servant of Yahweh, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, according to the faith of Yahweh's elect, according to that faith, we call elect and the faithful of Yahweh. He said, and the acknowledging, look what he says, now I acknowledge, acknowledging of the truth which is after pure holiness or righteousness of Yahweh. He said, in hope now of eternal life, in hope of eternal life, which Yahweh cannot lie, promise before the world was ever formed or ever began. Yahweh promised that. Does it say Lord and their God? All right. It says in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Now Yahweh promised that before even the world ever began. Who promised this? Yahweh. Yahweh promised eternal life, but have, now look what he says, but have in due time manifest his word, made it known through preaching. That's how it's going to come, through preaching. Which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our what? Yahshua, then take away from that. Even when Scripture calls him Savior, see, because man has distorted Scripture, they have taken the name of the Father out. There's no thorough understanding of what it said. So you want to misconstrue who he actually is with actually who the Father is. And Scripture talks about Messiah, the Savior. Why? Because he is in the Father's name. That's the only name whereby we're going to be saved. And once we come to the knowledge that we're truly saved, we're saved. You're not, come on, say, we sin, we do things that are not even righteous before Yahweh. Now he's bringing some little fear in our hearts. We may walk in his truth righteously. But have in due time manifest his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of Yahweh, our Savior. To Titus, my own son, unto the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace. Look who he identifies now. He says, from Yahweh, our Father. It says in your text, I know what it says. God, our Father, and our hope, Yahshua, the Messiah, our Savior. He is our Savior, saints, because Yahweh in that name, the only name whereby we can be saved, that's not the name. It's not in the name of Jesus. You were not saved in that name. It was just Yahweh's sovereign election. We are Yahweh's elect. We're just elect that have been given unto Messiah to assure us of the hope of this Yahshua, or the savoring power, or the saving power of Yahweh. He said the Messiah, now he is our Savior because he comes in the Father, or he comes to save us because he came to do the will of the Father. And everything he did was what the Father commanded him and gave him instructions to do. He did not do it on his own. He had a charge and a duty. And he obeyed the Father. So you can't deny the Father's name. It's all in the name. There's no other name. It did not say no the person, but no the name. There's no other name given on the earth, under the heavens, whereby man shall be saved. Only one name. One name. And that is the truth. The second chapter, Titus. He instructs Titus here. This is the pastoral responsibility of a true minister, what he's saying here to Titus. Look what he says. Titus 2:10, not purloining. He said, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine. What it says there? Our what? That they may adorn the doctrine of Yahweh. What is the doctrine of Yahweh? That he sent Messiah to be our redemption, to save us from this wicked world. That's the doctrine, saints. That's his doctrine. He did not send a man named Jesus. He said Yahshua. That's his name. Why can't we just call him by his name? His name has not changed because we have an English vocabulary. I like this here. That they may adorn the doctrine of Yahweh, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of Yahweh that bringeth. It says what that in your text? For the grace of who? What does it say, saints? What does it bring? Salvation. Hath appeared unto all men, and Messiah has appeared unto us. Sure he has. Teaching us to deny unholiness, unrighteousness, and worldly lust, that we should live soberly righteous and holy in the present world. Looking for that blessed hope. See the blessed hope? And the righteous appearing of the great, what? Say what it says. Of the great Yahweh. And our Savior, Yahshua Messiah. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. He is Yahweh's anointing for Yahshua. That's what he is. He is Yahweh's anointing. He's the salvation of Yahweh. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of work. That's what Yahweh has done through Messiah. That he may procure unto him a people that is zealous of works to please him, and to obey him in all things. And careful in Acts chapter 5 verse 29. I want to close here. Two verses. Acts 5:29. Then Cephas, Peter, and the other apostles answered, as they were answering the Sadducees and those that are the religious orders. He said, we ought to obey, and that's what he says here, we ought to obey Yahweh. It says in the King James, it should be Yahweh. We ought to obey God rather than men. Is that what it says? He says, Yahweh, or the God, what it says then, King James, the God, Yahweh of our fathers, that's what he did. It said he what? Raised up Yahshua, whom ye slew and hang on a tree. Now this one, look what it says in verse 31. Him hath God, hath Yahweh exalted. Who exalted Messiah? Yahweh did. He exalted him with his right hand to be a prince. Now Yahweh exalted him to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to who? Israel, and forgiveness of sin. So Yahweh exalted him to be a savior. That's what he did. He made him to be a savior, a sacrificial offering for us to assure us of his Yahshak, of his saving power. That's what Messiah is and was. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Ruach Kodesh, whom Yahweh, it says God, whom Yahweh, only Yahweh, have given to them that what? He's the only one that gives us the Spirit, saints. Because we obey him. Why? Because we believe the witness of Messiah. And his witness is true, saints. It's true. We must redeem the time. That's what we got to buy back today. We truly must redeem the time in this hour. And that is the truth. I don't believe he's going to allow me to lead you down a crooked path, saints, or astray. My desire is that you always people walk in the light of his truth. I'm not preaching some strange foreign doctrine. I'm preaching the truth. And it is the unadulterated truth, too. You can deny, but you can't deny. You deny him. This is the truth. I don't have a strip like these religious charlatans. If they begin to preach in that name, they begin to lose all of their financial resources. He is my hope. He has given me a hope in Yahshua, who is the Yahshak, the Savior. He is the Yahshak, the Yahshak. He is the Yahshak of Yahweh. And I bless him for that. Yahweh raised him up to assure us. 3 days, he said, I'm going to leave him there. And to show you that the witness of this Yahshak, that in that body, that you are assured of your salvation. I am your Savior, for he come in my name. Only one name, nor the name. All the others are pagan. They draw from his identity and his splendor and his majesty. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength and great peace in your hearts tonight. I bless him for his truth. I thank him for his name. I want to read this quickly. Let me read this. Listen to this. Give me a few minutes. I want to read this. I will just read this little article. I want you all to hear this. Please hear this. It says, the world, for the most part, has rejected this name, Yahshua, and has replaced it with the name Yeshua or Jesus. However, even the... Listen to this now. Listen to... please hear this. However, even the scholars of the Christian church openly, now these men openly admit that these false names, now that's what they say, that these false names, Yeshua, Jesus, replace the true name Yahshua in Scripture. Now you can find this in your libraries. Lewis Hartman, Encyclopedia, Dictionary of the Bible. He must be a scholarly man, because the only place you're going to find this, page 1,141 to page 1,142, and New Catholic Encyclopedia, volume 7, page 970 through 971, openly admit this fact in his writings. Look what he says. Jesus, your Yeshua, in the last few centuries before Christ, before the word Christ now, and the personal name Yahshua was pronounced and written as Yeshua. Jesus, the name, in English, the name Jesus, listen, is a transliteration
of the Latin form Jesus, which represents the Greek from, it shows you the Greek characters, Jesus, of the Hebrew name Yeshua, the latter Yeshua, in the late form by vowel dissimulation and names. You must understand that the Hebrew language, the Old Testament says, it had no vowels at all. I mean, it had no vowels at all. It was just the consonants. None whatsoever. And that's why men in their early approach to transliterate or translate, they made many errors and they laughed at them. They literally mocked them because they knew that they were wrong. And that's why the Jews really don't fight. The Yorkim don't fight against it because they know that what man is saying in this, it can't come out of the pure scriptures of Yahweh. They know it. It says, Mr. Hartman, Encyclopedia Dictionary of the Bible, New Catholic Encyclopedia, clearly shows that the original name, Yahshua, was first changed by the Hebrews to Yeshua because they didn't want them to blaspheme the name of Yahweh. History repeats that over and over. Using the same vowel point system which was used to hide the name of Yahweh. Now that's what the name Yeshua does. And Jesus hides his name. Then the church perpetuated this error, further changing the name to the present Jesus. With the subtlety use of vowel dissimulation, the true name of Messiah, Yahshua, was replaced with a name that hid Yahweh's name. And that's what they wanted to do, hide the name of the Father. It says Yeshua, which means he will save. The Greek wrote a literal translation of the Hebrew word Yeshua. They literally wrote a literal transliteration, Jesus. And the Latin Romans wrote a literal translation of the Greek word Jesus. Then the English wrote a literal transliteration of the Latin word Jesus. Jesus. All of these names are void of the power of Yahweh's name. And they are. With the use of vowel dissimulation, only a slight change occurred. But this slight change removes the name of Yahweh, effectively shutting off salvation from Yahweh. Now that's what Yahshua is. Salvation is, or the Yahshak, the Savior Yahweh. To those who are deceived in using the name Yeshua and Jesus. Now that's just the truth. Those names never reveal the name of Yahweh. There's only one name. And as those saints who say, I ain't going back, saints. He's opened up a knowledge in this truth to me I've never seen. And I know it's from the Father. It's not from reading books. I don't do that. But I know there are brilliant men that have given their lives to correct things. There are men, Mother Miller, that have given their lives to study things. There are men that have studied scriptures 20, 30 years. You always give them a great understanding. They're not novice. You don't even pick it up to hardly read. You don't spend an hour with them, too. There are men that spend hours, 8, 10, 12 hours a day to understand the truth of this scripture. And there are men that are truly going back to the text of the Hebrew writings. And they see things in there that the wording is totally different than King James. It's just the truth, saints. That's just the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. There are other translations that are much more. I'll have quite a few over there that give you the better understanding, too. Hallelujah. But I still use this for some of you all. For your strength, I know the Father. May Yahweh bless you and keep your saints. Be encouraged. I'm going to press on. He's put something in my heart like never before. There's nothing that I want and nothing I desire. I want to see him. I don't desire riches. I don't want land. I don't want houses. I don't want money. I don't want fine clothing. I don't want a big house. I don't want any of that. I want to see my Redeemer. I want to look upon the face of Messiah. And I want to call him by name. When I see him, I will see him as he is. This world is in a torment. It's a stage of tormenting. I pray that you hold on to the truth. Don't give up, saints. Don't turn your heart. Don't turn your back on the Father. For many have done that. They have gone back. Man that put his hand to the plow and turned back, he's not fit
If man comes to the knowledge of this truth and he go back to weak and beggar elements of the world, he's not even fit for the kingdom. I don't want to do that, Father. I'm getting a little older. I know that often I think about death as an imminent thing. I know I'm going to die. I know it. This last hour, he brings us to this profound truth that we may be tried and hated for his name's sake. When you mention the name of Yahweh, folks, immediately they look at you strange. They hate you for that. They do. They don't want to hear that. You can miss the name of Jesus. They don't mind that. Yehuda, Judas, never got back. He couldn't get back. Shaul never got back. Never. Never. You're not going to put your hand on the plow. I made not just a mistake, but a major mistake. I know you hypocrites because you don't have no sense of prayer. You want to pray according to your will. That's why Messiah, three times with those in the garden, he had to get it right. So he said, nevertheless, whatever, I know I'm going to die. Now your will be done. And he was ready. I put it in his hands. Nothing you can do. All your prayers. No. It was your mother's prayer that saved you and delivered you. None of that. Was your granddaddy, wasn't your great-grandmama praying for you with that? Before the foundation of the earth, he handled James up with that. He said, now you're going to come this day and I'm going to bring you to my truth. He said, you're going to rebel, you're going to fight, you're going to do this, but that's all right. I've got my hook in you. That's what he said. Sure did. He said, I'm going to draw you right on to me. That's how he does it, saints. That's how he does it. You don't even know how to speak pure words. What can we say to him? Nah, we just believe the testimony and the witness of Messiah. That he brought us to Yahshak of Yahweh. And our Yahshak is in him. Messiah is the hope. And we follow his footsteps. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. Unless you be weary and you begin to faint. That's why you're weary, because you don't consider him. You consider yourself. Just me. Well, you know, you consider you. That's why you get weary. You get, oh, I don't know what to do, because you get weary. You don't consider him. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Encouraged tonight, saints, I am. I'm going to be faithful in all things until the end. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be faithful with this word, his truth. I'm going to be faithful with money. Ain't nothing I desire the money. You know, it's something because I keep a little extra money around here in case the emergency. But there's nothing out there that I want to buy for me. There's nothing that I want, really. I take the pleasure in making sure that you all have the things. Really, that's not, I don't need nothing. Really. I don't need nothing. I just need more of his truth. When I say that, I need to walk in the simplicity of his laws righteously. I really do. He sends, that's all right. Bless you, little fella. Some brothers that will speak this truth. He's raising up these brothers in here. I bless him for that. I really do. Give me a little rest. I get very tired sometimes. I do, saints. It's good to have brothers that can hold the mantle and speak the words of faith to our hearts. Believe me. And it blesses me. As Deacon Bennett say, it blessed me, Pastor. I get something from it. I do. I'm not that kind of an arrogant man. Okay, I get something from it. I see the richness of his truth. And everything he says is full of richness. Everything the Father says, everything, man, there are nuggets of wisdom there. Everything he says, everything. Not one word he says is an idle, wasted word. That one thing. May Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. Take them home safely sound. Take yourself right down the highway. Look upon every saint, I pray. In Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Bless you all.